AnOM Update News. I'm Zachariah Hughes, and it's 9:02. This weekend wraps up the 114th Christmas bird count. NOM completed its count at sundown on New Year's Eve. Almost 20 volunteers took part, logging 8 bird species. One of those had never been witnessed in over 40 years of the town's annual survey, the red-breasted merganser. The bird is a waterfowl, and though seen throughout the summer in NOM, the bird is usually migrated by Christmas time. But this year, the merganser, which dives for fish, can still access its food source. Open water is still lingering around NOM. The bird's presence indicates not only a delayed freeze, but also higher local temperatures. And though humans can notice a late freeze, birds often disclose more subtle environmental changes. Think canaries in a coal mine. Peter Bente is the NOM volunteer coordinator and a wildlife biologist with the Department of Fish and Game. He says by observing these animals, humans can discern environmental changes. And as those observations stretch out across decades, the shifts become trends.
Well, the thing about birds is that they're responsive to the environmental conditions. So there's a good indication of somewhat of environmental trends or warming trends based on the presence and absence of birds.
Beginning in 1900, these annual Christmas bird counts have amassed over a century's worth of data on bird distribution. The census, sponsored by the Audubon Society, occurs across the Western Hemisphere and on into Antarctica. During the count, volunteers go and log every bird seen or heard within a 15-mile diameter. The Audubon Society calls the count the longest-running citizen survey in the world. In Alaska, almost 50 communities participate. These surveys provide a broad data distribution in repeatable counts the same time each year. Nils Warnock, executive director of the Audubon Alaska, says the scale of the census would be cost prohibitive to an agency wanting to conduct a similar survey.
It does cover a wide variety of habitats, from Prudhoe Bay to Nome to Bethel, up the Kodiak, and all the way down into the southeast and any places on the interior. It gets people out, and it provides us with these really valuable data sets.
In recent years, the Alaska counts have shown an increase in brant geese wintering on the Alaska Peninsula instead of migrating southward. In Nome, Bente says the counts have logged a decrease in the common raven population, and of national interest, the surveys have documented the snowy owl leaving interior wintering ranges and heading south into warmer areas. According to the Audubon Society website, the Environmental Protection Agency has used data from the Christmas bird counts as an indicator of climate change. In addition, Audubon has used these surveys to document declines in bird populations and to compile lists of imperiled species. This year's Christmas bird count ends on January 5th. As of yesterday, Governor Sean Parnell's oil tax repeal is now in effect, lessening the share of revenues oil producers are beholden to share with the state. Just ahead of the new law's launch, however, two Alaska Democrats are raising questions about whether oil companies have been inflating their reported production costs to state auditors. One state revenue official said such actions were highly unlikely because they would constitute a violation of federal tax laws, but according to a newsletter put out by Representative Chris Tompkins of Sitka, the state has twice before found companies to be misidentifying costs. The first instance was in the 1980s when Alaska won billions in back taxes after taking companies to court over inflated estimates for transporting oil. And in 2012, U.S. District Judge Sharon Gleason ruled oil producers had underestimated the value of the Trans-Alaska pipeline by a full order of magnitude, claiming it was worth about $1 billion. After looking at internal company data, however, Judge Gleason determined the pipeline was worth $10 billion and ordered producers to repay the state what was owed. The difficulty in determining whether production costs are being drastically highballed, according to reporter Alex DeMarbin of Alaska Dispatch, is that the tax review process is extremely opaque, even to lawmakers tasked with passing legislation. Oil company tax filings are protected from public scrutiny, much the same way a private citizen's information would be. That makes it hard to find data explaining how costs associated with production have almost tripled in just the last 7 years. In 2007, oil companies working in Alaska disclosed that it cost them about $15 to produce one barrel of oil. This fiscal year, that number is up to $41 a barrel. The sharp rise in reported costs for production began after the start of a 2006 law that taxed producers based on profits. Since then, according to Representative Chris Tompkins' letter, oil has appeared to become much more costly to extract in the state. And owing to the vagueness in revenue records available, lawmakers and the public are only provided with a very general, aggregated information source pertaining to capital and operating costs by large fields. BP spokesperson Dawn Patience attributed the rising cost to BP's billion-dollar investment in two new rigs and efforts to generate 200 additional jobs at Prudhoe Bay over the next 5 years. Natalie Lohman with ConocoPhillips said the company is not artificially inflating its reported costs. She explained the long-term issue of falling production in the North Slope fields is what's driving up costs extraction per barrel, and also pointed to increased capital investments by the company. Alaska hasn't conducted a full audit of oil companies since 2007. Instead, it's relied on desk audits wherein expenses and production data are submitted by oil producers on a monthly basis. The questions raised by Representative Christ Tompkins and Representative Beth Kurtula of Juneau happened in the context of a recently announced $2 billion budget shortfall, attributed largely to lower revenues taken in by the state from oil producers. And the state health department is looking to implement a program to combat what it calls harmful and costly inappropriate use of Medicaid-covered services. The pilot program would supplement the state's current care management program. That program was established to help individuals who use services in an amount deemed not medically necessary to find a primary care provider. The department is hoping a coordinated care program will, among other things, increase prescription oversight, reduce unnecessary medical visits, and save the Medicaid program money. Checking in New York at this hour, gold is up $19 to $12.24.50 an ounce, silver's up 66 cents to $20.10 an ounce, and zinc is at 94 cents a pound. Alaska Airlines Flight 152 is expected to arrive on time in Nome at 11:40 a.m. It's unofficially 20 degrees right now outside the KNOM studios, 9 minutes after 9 o'clock.